With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. FBI Director Kash Patel is suing Atlantic Magazine.
It's a $250 million defamation lawsuit claiming an article that talked about mismanagement at the agency and his alleged excessive drinking was false. The Atlantic said it stood by its reporting and would vigorously defend against the meritless lawsuit. In the article posted on the magazine's website Friday, author Sarah Fitzpatrick said Patel is deeply concerned about losing his job and that he has good reasons to think so, including some having to do with what witnesses described as bouts of excessive drinking and unexplained absences. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Eight children between the ages of 1 and about 14 are dead after a mass shooting in Louisiana. Correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least 8 children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles, the youngest a 1-year-old. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at 2 homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer is out of President Donald Trump's cabinet after multiple allegations of abusing her position, including an affair with a subordinate and drinking on the job. She is the third Trump cabinet member to leave recently. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 4 points, the Nasdaq dropped 84, the S&P 500 declined by 18 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Indiana, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The South Madison County School Corporation has agreed to pay $200,000 to a counselor who was fired. Kathy McCord was dismissed when she refused to abide by a county policy requiring school officials to conceal from parents the fact that their child was living as the opposite sex in class. Alliance Defending Freedom represented McCord and says, quote, "No American should be fired for expressing her beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup organization, interest in religion is rising amongst some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans ages 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are lingering right below 7% after reaching a four-week low last Friday.
The weekly national average for 30-year mortgage rates has hit 6.3%, according to Bankrate, and the national average for 15-year mortgage rates has hit 5.73%. It follows a February drop below 6% for 30-year mortgages, which happened for the first time in more than 3 years. But starting in March, rates started to pick up. Homeowners are hoping to see lower rates stick, as predicted by Fannie Mae. The Federal Housing Finance Agency said rates are expected to hit 5.7% by the fourth quarter.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. 8 months after President Trump declared a crime emergency in the nation's capital and called up the National Guard, more than 2,500 troops remain. The National Guard deployment has grown increasingly routine with no clear end in sight. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.